Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files. A small group of people sit around an open fire at the Bundespressestrand in Berlin. The Bundespressestrand, normally a beach bar in the summer, has been occupied by 50 activists of the Berlin Occupy movement since November 9th. Pepper Chase from England is one of the protesters staying in the Surrey tent campsite near the government district.
Here in Germany, it seems like it's very important for actions and demos to be legitimised in some way. Like, we are occupying this space, but equally we do have permission from the landowner, which is a different situation to what's going on in London and obviously in America.
Pepper says they are allowed to stay until the middle of December, but would like to extend their stay. Although day-to-day life on the campsite includes a lot of mundane chores, organizing food donations, cooking and cleaning. Every day at 5 p.m. they have an assembly at the site. It's open to everybody. Protester Susie Nelson points out the visit of a prominent political activist.
We've had Angela Davis from America come visit. Yeah, it was wonderful to sort of have her insight, because she'd come from Oakland. And
it made me feel like what is going on now is not a completely new thing, but a continuation of something that has been going on for a long time, that actually maybe, yeah, we can change things after all.
When I asked the 23-year-olds what their personal reasons for supporting the Occupy movement are, they mention environmental concerns, world hunger, wars, and the distribution of wealth.
What has been a really kind of big epiphany for me has been realizing that my personal concerns are the concerns of the community. I think it's really important not to always put personal concerns before the concerns of everybody else. I think that's the source of a lot of the problems in our world, whereas in actual fact, what is best for society or what we can all achieve together is what is best for all of us.
Inside the media tent at the Berlin campsite, I meet David from Madrid. He jokes his last name is Rockefeller. David has visited most Occupy camps in Germany. He says the movement in Spain seems much stronger because of Spain's economical and social situation. But Germans are still very motivated.
You can feel the support of the so-called common people, that they actually agree, but you know, they're still dealing with their lives.
German Martin Rath decided to dedicate the rest of the year to the Berlin Occupy movement. He documents the events and activities and puts them on YouTube.
In erster Linie finde ich es gut, dass die Leute hier zusammenkommen.
He says first and foremost he likes that people come together to have a real dialogue and not just political slogans. He feels there's too much social injustice in this world and supports their desire for a more humane society. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.